in Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. At least 174 people are dead after a plane crash in Muan, South Korea. For some reason, the plane's landing gear didn't come down. The pilot was making a belly landing that ended tragically. The BBC's Gene McKenzie.
As the aircraft explodes, its body splits in half, instantly engulfed by flames and thick smoke. The charred, severed tail, the only part to remain intact. The plane's landing gear is thought to have malfunctioned. The Jeju Air flight was returning from Bangkok in Thailand with 181 people on board, 175 passengers and six crew.
Officials say two crew members are the only known survivors. In Delray Beach, Florida, onboard train video shows a fire truck trying to cross the tracks moments before it was hit by a Brightline fast train. The crash left 15 people injured. Three of them were firefighters. CBS's Christian Benavides.
In a statement, the city of Delray Beach says an active investigation into the cause of the collision is underway by the Delray Beach Police Department, officials from Brightline and the National Transportation Safety Board.
One report says the driver went around crossing gates moments after a freight train had passed through. Wild weather has turned deadly in the south, tornadoes touching down both north and south of Houston. Anna Peterson lives in Alvin, Texas.
I heard it, and the back door flew open, and I told my husband, run, and we hid in the closet with our puppies, and about 2 or 3 minutes later, it was over.
At least two people have been killed. Right now, weather radar shows very long lines of severe storms from Little Rock and from eastern Alabama going on north. That severe weather is impacting holiday travel. CBS's Kerry Corrado.
AAA predicts 119 million people are traveling through New Year's Day. 9 of 10 are on the roads, an estimated 8 million in the air. Many racing home to beat the bad weather, including storms in the south, ice and snow in the west.
FlightAware says so far nearly 600 U.S. flights are delayed, more than 150 canceled today. Palestinian officials say an Israeli airstrike in a hospital in Gaza City has killed 7 people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is having his prostate removed. We get more on that from CBS's Linda Gradstein.
In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said doctors found an infection in the 75-year-old Netanyahu's urinary tract, resulting from a benign enlargement of the prostate, which will be removed. The statement said that Sunday's cabinet meeting will take place as planned. However, some of Netanyahu's scheduled days of testimony in his trial for fraud and corruption could be delayed.
Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Theme song.
Oh
my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio. Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Together for a special three-hour tour of the After Hours. If you're just joining us, you joined at the right time. Two in a row, a Max Inc. radio double dip of the Jimmys. And if you follow along with us, then you know that they are living their virtual best life as the Jimmys get out of the snow and tour around down south. They're back north at the West Bend Theater on 110 and then back to home base on 2-6 in New Glarus, or catch them with Pan Chromatic Steel on 214. The official Jimmy Tracker in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. That's powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's play some Panchromatic Steel now on Mags Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking, justification for believing something is an a priori knowledge is what is false. Knowledge by reflection, by the sheer use of reason, basis moral principles.
Panchromatic Steel with the Red Door and the Jimmy's Live on 214 at the High Noon Saloon. If you like that, you're going to love the Magic Conch. This is the Fig Newton on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. ain't scared anymore. We ain't scared anymore. And they do it again, they rest assured, justifying the torture we endure. But you can leave it at the door.
You It's all right, I'm stronger than I was. What do I got to lose now? The fear is a punchline I'm setting up to kill. So what do I got to lose? What do I got to lose? What do I got to lose? Yeah, what do I got to lose? Here we gotta find a compromise. Why you begging on me? It's time that we enjoy this life before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
Great block of local Wisconsin goodness. We heard from Beth Keeley, who you can see raising funds on 118 for Girls Rock Camp with a show featuring gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Red Rooster. And then we heard some Brett Newsky. Who? The Newsky, who has the good sense to pack up his guitar and head to Florida until the snow and coldness has gone away. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're listening on the Civic Media radio app. If so, you're lucky, and you can catch all the local stuff in the southern lands, too. Bing Bong is going to take us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
nuts, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the last half hour of this very special extended after-hour show. We brought you back with the Shake 'Em Up and the Heavy Looks. You can see them on the 3rd of January at the Burr Oak. We also played Work. We hope you were able to catch their holidays work party at the Burr Oak on Friday. If not, don't panic yourself. Pack a lunch. Get up to Duluth. You can see the show again at the Bent Paddle or on the 31st at the Blue Duck in Rochester. Leaving town for the funk is totally out of the question. Well, we've got you covered right here in the after hours. The annual Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening on 111. Mama Dig Down's brass band will be there and a whole bunch of other acts. And we'll connect you because we're cool like that. We have all the details out there on maxincradio.com. We'll be right back.
got CDs. Maggie, how's that CD? You like this? Maggie says it's awesome. It's got her seal of approval. Talk to us on the break. Here's an early on our Among Thieves song. Jurassic Era. Called Mondo and Rondo.
With silence again. His father is hungry. His mother is jealous. Now how can he listen? His ears are too thin. Ah! on the future, one on the past, and nothing in between. One hand is hungry, the other is frightened. The rest of the picture remains to be seen.
Those were the drummy sounds of Joey B. Banks, who for sure will be at the annual Wisconsin Funk Fest on 1/11. I'm going to leave you now with some Brian Drewer. Why? Fingers crossed we'll get to see him this upcoming year in 2025, probably around the summertime. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Officials have been reading off the names of at least 177 people known dead after a plane crash at South Korea's Muan Airport. For some reason, the plane's landing gear didn't come down. The Boeing 737-800 made a belly landing that ended with the jet torn apart and exploding. Reporter Jen Moon on the BBC.
What the relatives and the loved ones are hearing is that the fire service has actually suggested it could have been because of a collision with birds and poor weather conditions. The transport ministry officials have said that their early assessment of communication records showed the airport control tower issued a bird strike warning to the plane shortly before it intended to land and gave its pilot permission to land in a different area. The pilot then sent out a distress signal shortly before the plane